Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. Andrew Wiggins, offensive rebounds, Looney. Oh, yeah, that guy Curry. Eastern Conference, all of it. Mark Spears, at Mark J. Spears. Make sure you're following him, of course, ESPN and Anscape. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening?
Oh, man, just trying to figure out this series, man. I mean, I'll tell you what. I was at game three, and it kind of reminds me of when Luka was or when Jordan's early years with the Bulls, where it's just he just can't do it by himself, man. Like, he needs help. Luka needs help. Obviously, Tim Hardaway Jr. being out hurts them a lot. But the Warriors are just a better team, and every game you just see it at some point it's going to kick in. So I think for the Warriors, man, it's really, really important to get it done tonight. And I had heard people say, well, you know, it's kind of like Memphis. I said, yes and no, because Memphis still had something to play for. They still had some hope, right, you know, in terms of trying to force a game seven, where these dudes, man, like, you can't tell me they're not thinking about Cancun right now, or, man, you know, do I really want to fly back to San Francisco? I don't know, you know. So if the Warriors can win tonight, I mean, think about it. They don't play again to June 4th at home. That's a significant amount of time off. So I think it's very, very important for them to punch Dallas in the mouth early, see how bad they want to be alive, and get that victory done.
Mark Spears is joining us, as he does every couple of weeks. Obviously, the Warriors can close out the Mavs tonight. What was strange, Mark, is that they gave the concession speeches, did the Mavericks, and this is why I think you said this, and you were there. Like, Jason Kidd gave it, Luka gave it. Like, they already gave it. So, to me, like you said, I think they have one flip-flop in the sand, and they're ready to go. And I know that Steph used that term, house money, in the post-game press conference, but he knows damn better than that. And you know, they're older. They want to get the rest. As you said, they're not going to start until June 4th. I think this is a really important game because the East is 2-2. It's a weird series, but they can get a ton of time to get things back. Otto Porter's not going to play tonight. He can get healthy. So I think it's a big game.
No, it's a huge game. But again, like, how much do they want it? You're not going to win four straight, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, does pride kick in? You're at home, or do you, like, man? But Luka, like, Slovenia sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah, you fly
now,
straight home, man. Let's go. You don't want to, you don't want to detour in San Francisco.
I could be in Slovenia this weekend, like, you know, like, and the fact that, like, you heard Jason say, I was in there when Jason Kidd was speaking, and it was very much like, yeah, you know, we didn't expect to make it this far, and this has been a fantastic experience for us, like. You know, we're going to definitely be here in the future. And I was like, whoa, he's talking like they're done. You know, and you usually hear that concession speech after they're done, not before you're done. So that kind of like, I'm like, well, the coach is talking like that. Why should I have faith in the players fighting?
Mark, I'd love to get your thoughts on Andrew Wiggins and if he's changed his reputation around the league through this postseason run, or if he's still viewed as kind of a product of the Warriors culture, the Warriors system, their ability to bring the most out of someone who's now in the third or fourth scorer role. What do you think his performances against Luka and the Mavs have done for Wiggins' reputation around the game?
I mean, your system don't let you dunk on Luka like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's in you. Doesn't let you dunk on Brandon Clark like that. That's in you. And I think the key with him is he's just one of those guys, man. Like, how do you get him to be on that level all the time? He drives like a beautiful luxury car that just wants to be seen instead of a sports car that can fly by you. And so you see these flashes of Jordan type dunks and stuff like that, and you wonder, like, why can't he do it all the time? But what I do think he's done is he's shown the Warriors his value even more. Like, had they not gone to the postseason, I don't know that you might say, well, you know, why not move him so we could save some money? The Warriors might say that to re-sign Jordan Poole long term, you know, save some money that way. But the way he's defending Luka, who's going to continue to be in the playoffs, the way he's playing offensively, just the fact that he's, what, 27? You can't lose him, man. I mean, like, the Warriors have this beautiful foundation of young guys. I mean, like, you got Moses Moody, you got Wiseman, who I think is going to end up being like an Embiid situation where 2 years from now he's going to be killing and we'll forget all about his injuries. Kuminga's going to be a problem. Obviously, Jordan Poole is a problem already. And this dude's only 27. Like, you got to keep these core guys intact. And it's going to be costly. But when you have good teams, you make more money. And I think they'll figure out a way to pay for it, whether it's through the sponsors, whether it's through extra games for playoffs and finals, whether it's through Rakuten paying for the jersey patch. Like, and then also this team has been evaluated at, what, several billion dollars. They're okay. If they go over the luxury tax, I think they're going to be fine, right? So and also because of the youth of this team, and I haven't even talked about the stars really, I think they're in position to continue to contend for a championship for several years to come too. So I ain't trading Wiggins now, man. He's certainly proven his value.
Mark Spears is joining us at Mark J. Spears. Got a great piece on Moses Moody right now at Anscape. Make sure that you check it out. I'm glad you brought up Wiggins, and I'm glad they missed the call now because we got to see it about 100 times over. But I don't know if there's any kind of discussion because you're obviously there. I thought a few years ago they put in the rule of, you know, of flopping and faking and everything. I mean, I don't know how you missed that call. I know the game's coming fast, but he had his arm tucked in, and Luka just thought, I got no chance here. I'm just going to throw my head back and maybe try to buy a call. But you've seen it in all these games. We're back to all the flops and the fakes and all this kind of stuff, and it doesn't seem to be going away. It seems to be increasing. Is there any discussion of, like, do you got to go back to these rules?
Man, look, you dunk on somebody, I don't care whose arm was up, you know, whether they're backwards, you know, if they close their eyes, you got dunked on, that shouldn't count, man. And I'm disappointed in the referee for doing that, because I'm like, agree with Jordan Poole, like, you messed up a moment.
Right.
In a sense. Like, the reaction of the crowd, the reaction of Wiggins, who's a mild-mannered guy, you know, was deterred, was cooled down because a foul was called. Now, it's split of the moment thing, but, like, come on, bro. Like, if back where I'm from, where I grew up, Cherry Park playground, everybody would have took off running and went home. That dunk, you know what I mean?
Like, game over.
I was there. I had a great vantage point of it, and I think because of my college basketball background, I could see it before it happened. And I typically don't say nothing. I'm a quiet press member, and I yelled, "Oh, bam!" Just like that, right? And I if you read my tweets, I went berserk. I went berserk, man, because I'm like, you can't call an offensive foul on that, man. Come on, bro. But the replay is the replay. The fact that Luka, like, I actually respect the fact that Luka took it. Took it like, hey, man, I got dunked on, man. Like, in the same way Chris Gatlin took it and slapped Sean Kemp's hand, man. You know, it happened. It happens. I only got dunked on one time, and I'm glad that it wasn't public. I got dunked on once by Troy McCoy. Played at St. Mary's when we were in junior college. I shouldn't tell this story, but he dunked on me in practice on a two-on-one drill. He got me chest to chest, and Coach canceled. Coach Eric Vollmer's canceled practice afterwards. And then when I was at the University of D.C., we were playing Hampton, and I took a charge before the half, and I heard the dude dunk it above me. And then the buzzer sounded, and they called an offensive charge, and the half was over. So I'm running to the locker room, and I asked one of my teammates, I'm like, man, did he dunk that on me? He's like, nah, man, he missed it off the back.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
I'm like, oh, okay, good.
By the way, were you satisfied with your poll results, which had Barron over AK-47 at 57% and Wiggins dunk over Luka at 43%? Is that how you felt it would go?
Yeah. There's a nostalgia with Barron's dunk that Warriors fans will always be in love with. I do think the stakes were higher with this one because, with all due respect to AK, well, AK was an all-star at that time, but he wasn't Luka, you know what I mean? And that was at home, and this one was on the road, which to me makes it even more nastier that you did this to their star player on the road, right? I probably, hopefully Barron doesn't hear this. I would probably lean on the Wiggins dunk, you know. But I do want to say one thing. I told somebody this the other day. I had a dunk in high school against Willow Glen High School or Wilcox, one of those high schools, and I was at Andrew Hill in San Jose, and I went off a screen and dunked on two people, and they called a illegal screen on my teammate, and the dunk was so nasty that they still showed it on TV anyway that night. It was actually like my last high school game, and there's a DJ named DJ Nappy in San Jose who's pretty famous. He was playing on that team, and I'm still mad about losing by 2 points in that game. But anyways, they showed it on TV. I got it on VHS tape, and my sister ended up taping the Cosby
show. Oh, come on. I was just going to say, you got to post that. Oh,
that is brutal.
That is brutal.
But
what did she tape over it?
She was a big fan of Rudy at the Cosby show, so she used to tape all the Cosby shows, man, and I went to go show somebody one day, and it was God dang Rudy.
That stuff's all on TV land, man. You can watch that over and over, man. Oh,
nah, this is we're talking late mid '90s, and I was man, she didn't care.
That's brutal.
She didn't care.
That's tough. Hey, Mark, before we let you go, I wanted to get your thoughts on, you opened with us saying you're trying to make sense of this Warriors-Mavericks series. How do you make sense of what's going on in the Eastern Conference Finals right now between the Heat and the Celtics? Four games, nothing particularly compelling right now, but it's tied 2-2. Who do you see emerging?
Well, I picked Boston in seven. I expected a long series. one might say, why would you pick Boston to win in seven in Miami? Miami has one of the weakest. It's probably the weakest home court in the country, in the league, because it's just too cool. It's too casual. It's probably the most beautiful one, but it's too casual and too late. And I could see if Boston's not a super expensive flight, a bunch of Celtics fans coming in and taking over the place and buying up a bunch of tickets and making it, you know, TD Garden South. But I just think the Celtics are a better team. Their biggest issue has been health, and they have the biggest star as well. So I think they end up figuring it out in the end, which would be, I think, either way, it's an epic series. But I know for my television channel that employs me, ESPN, I'm sure if they had a choice, they'd rather want a Celtics-Warriors chapter.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Plus, that's been an interesting matchup, whether it was Ime Udoka or it was Brad Stevens. I mean, it just defensively, they give the Warriors all they want. I think that'd be a great series.
Yeah, no, it'd be outstanding. Either way, I think it'd be outstanding, you know, because Miami is a gritty, tough team. I saw Jimmy Butler in the bubble. It was amazing. Either way, it's fine. But I think for historic lore, right, you know, Boston, I covered the Celtics when they won it in 2008. And they're, you know, trying to be in king of the NBA in terms of championships, right? I think maybe the Lakers might have one more. Mm-hmm. I got to double check that. But there's just a mystique to games in Boston that I'll tell any Warriors fan that has a couple dollars in their pocket, if you can afford to go to Boston and you've never seen a game there, go. Because it's the best basketball environment in the world. The most educated fans. You know, Chase is cool. They got other couple places I think are really, really cool. But to me, like, Boston is on your list, your things you got to do, you know, list. And I think the A's are playing the Red Sox around then too, but I think it's right after the series game.
By the way, both have 17, but the difference is the Lakers are 17-15 in finals. The Celtics are 17-4.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
Worse.
So, no, nah, it's I like the Warriors either way, because I assume they're the most experienced and they'll be the most rested, I assume. But either way, I think it'll be a great series and capable of being won by any of the three.
No doubt. Hey, Mark, thanks, man. Always appreciate it. Great piece on Moses Moody. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. We'll be talking finals.
All right. Take care now.
You too.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, that's Mark Spears, ESPN, and Scape. Good piece on Moses Moody. Yeah, the Lakers are 17-15, Celtics 17-4.
That's pretty legendary stuff. I mean, 17-4 in the NBA Finals.
That's ridiculous. Lost in 58, 85, 87 in 2010. And if you think about it, 85 and 87 is the Lakers. They lose in 2000. No, they didn't lose 2010 to the Lakers. I'll have to look at that one. But anyway, yeah, look, ESPN would much rather have Boston. And with all due respect to Mark, I think the Warriors would run through the Heat. I think that the Celtics, they're difficult. They're difficult defensively. I just think the matchup would be really tough. I would expect them to beat the Heat.
The one thing about the Heat is they're so well coached.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoelstra's really, really good. And, you know, if Hero comes back, depending on how they play, they've got Kyle Lowry now. I could see them pushing the Warriors to six, whereas I think a Warriors-Celtics series could legit go seven. Oh, that could be tremendous theater for the NBA.
All right, give us your thoughts. Mark Spears with some really good stuff in regards to the Bo series, actually. And interesting, he said that you didn't want Barron to hear it. I mean, we're the blowtorch, so he's going to hear it. But he said that even though 58% of the vote, and we talked about this yesterday. In fact, I need to check Holder's big poll from yesterday, the emergency one we ran. But his poll had 58% going to the Baron Davis dunk over Andre Kirilenko and only 42% on the Wiggins dunk.
Nostalgia over recency.
Ooh, wow. So ours was 53-47 Wiggins. Okay. Yeah, and that's, you know, I can see it because it is. It's a difficult decision. But he brought up a great point, which is as far as just impact, you know, impact of the game. You know, you're talking, this team could win a championship, and while it might, I don't know if it's going to be, you mentioned this yesterday, I don't know if it's going to be number one on the Warriors highlight reel, because that's probably going to be something around, you know, in the finals. And I think what's going to happen is if they do win this, Steph is very overdue for all this postseason hardware that he's never gotten, because Iguodala got it, then Durant got it a couple of times. So I was asked that actually this morning on the show in Las Vegas, is, you know, do you think Steph's going to be the MVP or is it going to be Wiggins? And I was like, look, Wiggins has been really well, good. And he's played, you know, two-way against Luka and all these different things. And the dunk is obviously a highlight reel deal. But it's time for Steph to win these awards that he's never won.
I talked to a Western Conference Finals voter this morning, and they said that it's Steph right now. It would have to be an overwhelming performance from Wiggins, and Steph would have to do something where he's just not much of a factor in a Warriors win tonight, where you would vote for Wiggins. Yeah. But it's still Steph, and it's Steph by a lot.
Well, honestly, and I think we're guilty of it locally, is it's not that we don't love him as much as, you know, we do. I mean, but it's almost like we're desensitized to it. Oh, he just jacked up and hit a 35-footer, or he just did this, or he just drove to the rim and did that. Or I mean, we don't even talk about it anymore. He had a late flip off the backboard on a high-arcing shot late in that game that we didn't even talk about.
Yeah.
Because we just expect it. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I've changed my game now. If you're going to overplay me to the three, I'm just going to go right by you, or I can do, you know, just the things he does. And he's become such an improved defender. Like, we're just like, yeah, that's what he does. So I could see people voting for Wiggins just because, you know, here's this former number one overall pick and all these different things. You and I discussed this a lot yesterday, where it's like, you know, and he has this emphatic dunk and he's defending Luka on the other end, generally one-on-one. So, I mean, I could see it. But Steph is overdue for these things because people, because of his greatness, almost take it for granted.
I still want to point out that Luka scored 40. Like, yes, Wiggins' defense was great, but Luka scored 40. It wasn't that great. I mean, we love what Andrew Wiggins has done in this series, but Luka scored 40 points. It was not 25.
Yeah. I might have stolen that from you because you might have said that yesterday, because, again, they asked me that in this very thing, and I said, look, he's playing very good two-way defense on Luka, but he scored 40. So, look, I didn't break down the film. I don't know who was on who. I mean, I'm sure there's a number out there that said what he did while it was simply, you know, Wiggins on him, what he shot, how many points he scored. But Wiggins was on him a lot.
Yeah.
So if he didn't score 40 on him, I don't know. He scored a lot, whatever it was, because I haven't looked up the number. And I'm not, you know, it's no disrespect to Andrew Wiggins. He's had a great series. But it's time Steph, you know, the one thing that he doesn't have in his mantle for some weird reason is postseason hardware.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of not a trophy, but, you know, MVPs and things like that. And it's time to right the wrong, because without him, they're nowhere near this spot.
Yeah, he'll get it tonight. He'll get it tonight. Yeah, no doubt in my mind.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.